Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Staten, and money-making Manhattan. You're listening to Bashani Radio App, the number one independent app for podcast. Download for free for iPhone and Android at the App Store.
And we are back again. Welcome to Real Talk with H3 on the Black Independent Network on the Bashani Radio App. I am Alvin Hollinger III, AH3 to most, El Papi Chocolate to some. You can always connect with me and see more of my thoughts and musings at facebook.com/purposed1alvin. Again, that's facebook.com/purposed1alvin. And ladies and gentlemen, the mailbag is open. You can send me questions and topic requests to realtalkwithah3@gmail.com. I may choose a few to cover over time. Please check the archives for more of my great podcast episodes again on the Bashani Radio app. And here's what I have for you today. Today, I'm going to talk to you all about paths, prices, and perfection. Paths, prices, and perfection. And this subject came to me because right now in my life, I am at a positive and a good juncture. But there are key choices that need to be made in order to move forward in this direction. So I'm using this experience to translate to you something that you could possibly take from when you reach a point in your life at which you're at a juncture and you need to make key decisions in order to move forward at their right timing, right? Or at their most appropriate, as appropriate timing as possible. So there's the path, there's the price, and then there's the concern about perfection. That's what you'll run into during these times in your life, or have a high likeliness of doing. So, the path. Path is simply just the direction that you're going to go, or you need to go, or you're considering going in order to progress your life. That's what a path is. A path is a direction that takes you to a designated place, whether it be physical, whether it be mental, spiritual, however. A path is a path is a path, right? You start off at one place and you end up at another. Sometimes your paths can be circular, where you think you are progressing and you kind of get to the same place in life. You're repeating the same things for whatever reason until it's time to not repeat it, or you choose not to repeat it. That's what a path is. The price. The price is perhaps something that you have to do over a time limit, mentally, spiritually, physically. It's going to cost you something in order for you to progress on the path, right? A new or different way of thinking, or being, or pattern doing habits, physical habits, mental habits, however you slice it, there's going to be a price, something that you did not have to do before that you now must do now. Something that you have to focus or spin in order to achieve what you need to achieve for designated path. And then there's the concern about perfection. Is this thing going to go the way that I think it's going to go? Is it, how can I assure that it's going to go the way that I think it's going to go? because I need for it to be the way that I want it to be in order for it to be assuring so that I can achieve it, so that I can have it, so that I can do what I need to do to make me feel fulfilled and happy, right? The concern about perfection. The thing about perfection is you realize, especially when you go through a few of these scenarios in life, right? When when you become more experienced in life, you realize that the price, I mean, not the price, but the perfection aspect of it. You realize that there's no such thing as a perfect path. But as you pay the price to go on the path, you perfect the way that you handle the path. And that's the key to it all. You're not going to have all the answers. You can sit down and strategize and think and feel and play out as many aspects as you want about the path that you're choosing or that you need to take in order to progress in life. You can try to estimate the price the very detail of it all. But at the end of the day, all of your thoughts about the perfect scenario would just be you in your head and in your heart trying to predict things. And unfortunately in life, a lot of things don't come with pure perfection. So you have to work with all three. You have to first get on the path. You have to take some type of action, right? And you do have to pay a price. You do have to choose to allot time and energy to invest in that path. And when it comes to perfection, you have to accept that no, you will not have the perfect path, but each day or each moment, each time you advance along this path, you can perfect that moment with it instead of trying to perfect the whole path. And that is what makes the progression much more realistic, much more in the moment. And that reduces your chances of not completing, or it reduces your chances of getting overworked, over anxiety while you progress on your path. I've seen this happen in my life, and I've understood pattern of it all, and that's a big part of it all is understanding the pattern of how your life shifts, and how you actively do that, or sometimes how it just happens to you as a part of your life. But when you understand those key things about the progression of your life, it makes the transitions smoother, even though sometimes the path may not be as smooth. But to get to a point to where you have control over the things that you have control, and you realize the things that you don't have control over, makes it much more manageable. And before you know it, you have transitioned that path and you're in a different place in life. And that's the payoff, right? That's the payoff of it all. So there you go. There is There's the path. There is the price. There's the concern about perfection or perfecting the path. And there's getting to the place that you desire to be in your life, however you were inspired to do it. So consider that. Don't overthink it. Take it a moment at a time. Taking it an event at a time. Reflect upon that. Adjust as you go. And you'll get to where you need to go. You'll be where you need to be, or you'll be in a better place than what you need to be. Because as you adjust, those adjustments take you to where you need to go in order to keep moving in the way that you need to keep moving. And that is it. That is it for this week. This has been another episode of Real Talk with AH3. And until next time, peace.
Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Staten, and money-making Manhattan. You're listening to Bashani Radio App, the number one independent app for podcast. Download for free for iPhone and Android at the App Store.